Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Continental tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop Continental tires at TireRack.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
My foot button's got me drinking. My foot button's got me drinking. Give me beer, whiskey, wine, or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My foot button's got me drinking.
Back at it again. First place in the West. Sporting Kansas City wrapped up the regular season. The playoffs are now, seems like they're forever away after we've played games every other day, seemingly. So we've got that going. We've got Gotti Kinda's loan was made permanent again for the second time. I don't know how that happened. Reportedly made permanent again. So, let's just get to it here, guys. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I'm ready to just lay this one down and check out.
Now I've had the day off, so that works.
Yeah, you did. That's good.
Just for I went to the dentist. Not so good. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so who would have saw this coming, guys? I mean, did you think this was going to happen at the beginning of the season?
Well, yes. At the beginning of the season, yes. After the beginning of the season, no. Middle of the season, hell no. And then there at the very end, like the last few games, hell yeah, we're going to win it all.
Yeah, which part of the season are we talking about? The first one, the second one, the third one, or the fourth one?
Yeah, really.
There's like seven iterations of the season this year. So, yes, points per game. The last couple games getting canceled for multiple teams. We'll take it. If it's like by default, I don't even care. We'll take it. First place by default.
It's just survival,
I must
man.
Bring out a point that Nate Bucati made. Even with the standings not points per game, Sporting was still in first.
That's true.
So we had more wins and same amount of points. So
for the weird season.
Stuck that, Seattle.
Yeah, that's right. And one thing I would also like to point out, I even think the announcers were forgetting this point, that, you know, they brought up the players there, how good Sporting Kansas City was playing without two of their most prominent attacking players, Gotti Kinda and Alan Pulido, and I'm just like screaming at the television, guys, and the best player to ever wear the jersey, Felipe Gutierrez, has been out all year. Like, we're missing the three best players on the team for that last game. And yeah, I don't, people keep forgetting that. Talk about how deep the team was. Even, you know, Gotti Kinda gets hurt and it's like, oh, look how deep this team is. Gotti Kinda was the number two already. Like, it's just, I don't know that Vermees has actually been getting enough credit for the roster that was built to withstand this ridiculous year.
So wait, Felipe Gutierrez is still the best player to ever wear a Sporting jersey, even though we have a $9 million player?
Well,
I'm just checking your thought process there.
I can't. I mean, nothing, I know it's gets obviously, my fad. It's obviously very quick to call Felipe the best to ever wear it, but I think it's too quick to say that for Pulido. That's the hope. But, I mean, dude's got to stay healthy. Win us a cup first, man.
But, no, I mean, you're right. There are three guys who scored six goals on the season, Russell, Pulido, and Gotti. And then I think you had five. Shelton had five. Mm-hmm. Like somebody else had five. and then four. So very balanced up and down.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things I kind of knew the team had going for them, several people that could score goals. I've thought that the last several years, but this year those numbers are actually backing that up. People are actually scoring the goals.
And it's not just goals, really. If you look at the assists, it's a similar story. So,
yeah. I always used to I just remember answering questions in those three questions exchanges, like, oh, the goals can come from anywhere. And they could have. Like, you go around the lineup, there were several players that were capable of scoring goals. Nobody would. But it is working. It is working now all around.
The surprise top goal scorer, or one of the top goal scorers of Sporting, Hurtado.
I know, right? Yeah, that's great though to have that off the bench though. Danny, get out of here.
But okay. And you know, not everything is roses. Pulido coming back from injury, hopefully, first playoff game, second. That remains to be seen.
I was pretty confident it was going to be the first one, but I guess we haven't really heard enough about it to know, right?
Yeah, I think if he's not back for the first one, that's okay. We'll be all right. But after that, I think we'll definitely need him.
Oh, looking past San Jose, are you?
I didn't say I was looking past him. I'm confident in what we have without Pulido to get past San Jose.
Yeah, but yeah. It could still be without Kenda. It could still be without Pulido. You just
it
don't know.
It could be without Kenda?
Yeah. Nobody knows why he was out.
For
suspicion
sure.
Was maybe he was one of the positive tests.
Yeah.
Right.
And then with Pulido, it was, I think the ESPN reported, ESPN Deportes reported like 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
And if he did it the 1 week before the game that got canceled, it would be right before the playoff game. If he did it the week that we found out about it, it could be right about the time of the playoff game. It's pretty much up in the air. So it could be with the same lineup as the last game.
And that would be okay.
So this Gotti Kinda situation here. Today, or maybe this was late last night or today, it was starting to get reported that his loan was made permanent. And I saw that and I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, that's great. And then the more everyone thought about it, the more we talked about it in the Slack group, it was like, oh, wait, this has happened already. We literally already had an article about it at one point.
Yeah, cool. Right.
Yeah, in August. So
explain to me what's going on here. What's the what happened? What's the difference? Why are they reporting it now?
Because they just found out about it. Nobody.
They is MLSsoccer.com, by the way.
Yeah, the one of the top noted rumor sites of soccer.
Top noted American soccer rumor site.
That's probably a good way to put it. Yeah, I don't know why it just came out. Because first of all, it was reported back when we signed him that this is exactly what was happening. Peter kind of denied it, or I don't want to say denied it, but really worked hard not to confirm it.
Yeah.
Because just the way the salaries work in MLS, you know, you get the guy on loan, you say, yeah, here, we're going to give you the money when the year is up, I'm sure, you know. So,
but it's still yet to be confirmed, right? He hasn't confirmed it yet, right?
Yeah. No, because it just came out last night again. I can't remember if somebody even asked back in August, quite honestly, with the way asking everything is right now, it's hard to get all those questions in.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Could be a paperwork issue. The paperwork was just finalized, maybe.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That could very well be it. The wheels were in motion back when it was first reported and then finally went through.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on.
One more thing here. The list of coaches has been released for the nominees for Coach of the Year. And you may have noticed we are impressed with the job Peter Vermees has done this season. 11th place to first place. I mean, we all know. I don't know if the Vermees haters are their eyes are open to it, but I mean, I do. I give the guy a lot of credit for this year, obviously. And I mean, I don't know how just on the way these things work normally, just on the sentence alone, 11th place to first place. Like, I don't know how that alone doesn't get someone at least like nominated for this. That's kind of what the nominations are for, just recognizing something like that.
The biggest comeback from year to year of all time, and he doesn't get the top three.
In league history, in our storied history. But yeah, I mean, that's the first time ever. That is an impressive swing, no matter how you phrase it.
Yeah, and I know like one of the pundits from the noted rumor site at MLSsoccer.com had mentioned that, 2019 was just more an aberration. It wasn't like a systemic problem. It was just a weird thing. But yet in the offseason, he brought in Pulido. He brought in Kenda. He brought in Reed. I'm trying to remember, was there any other moves? And throughout the season, dealing with all the issues and
Shelton,
bringing Shelton back. Yep. So all of that added up to a team with a lot of more talent, a lot more flexibility, a lot more depth. And then he had to find a way to make that still work because we still did have some of those systemic defensive issues at the beginning of the year.
The flexibility there on all the things you listed off, the flexibility is the key for me. I mean, like, I know a lot of coaches always want someone that's versatile, but how many times can you lose your star attacking midfielder and have another one step up immediately? And he could also play like two other positions. And there's another guy behind him that could play that position or two other positions, and another one behind him. Like, I don't know that that's a case around MLS. I think that's something to be proud of here.
Add in significant minutes from Busio, Lindsay, Hernandez, Cam Duke, Chaloui still got some minutes. So all of those guys contributing, you know, homecoming players. So yeah, yeah. I'm quite comfortable with them making a case for him not winning the coach of the year, because, you know, Jim Curtin did a great job. Perea did a good job turning around Orlando.
Yeah,
you know, they're still ugly to watch, but they're at least a much better team.
Jim Curtin's the favorite, the assumed winner.
I would think so.
Yeah,
but why Greg Vanney from Toronto? That's the one I'm a little scratching my head about. But
yeah, when you look around the list, it's like a lot of those are deserved. But yeah, that's the one I think.
Yeah, he finished. You know, I mean, Toronto finished good. Finished top of the, you know, near the top of the standings. They were in the running for supporter shield for a while, but they also got the feast on Montreal and Vancouver for, you know, 16 points or 15 points.
Well, another factor in my mind about Peter is, you know, we give him a lot of trouble for sticking with Graham Zuzzi, maybe a little too much, but he had the guts, the balls, if you will, to not play Beisler when he wasn't playing well, you know, and that's a big decision.
Yeah.
Oh, another player he brought in that we didn't mention earlier was Dia, you know.
Right. Brought Dia
back. So he brought back two guys, Shelton and Dia, that had been with the team before, who have both been major contributors this year.
Okay. Well, anything else here before I go on vacation?
Well, not just Coach of the Year finalists came out. It was all the different categories came out today.
Yes.
So the only sporting representative on any of that is Pulido as Newcomer of the Year.
As nominee, but...
Yeah.
But I saw all the other nominees. He's not going to get it.
No, I don't think so either. In fact, I mean, I voted, and I will admit that I voted Homer on several categories as first, and then my more real pick is the second pick. I will admit that. And I did vote Pulido.
Well, come on, man. This is pick. Kansas City. That's what Kansas Cityans do. We have an obnoxious city pride. That's just how we operate.
You know, I don't think I did it in all of them, but, you know, on some of them I did vote the Kansas City guy first, and then my real pick second. But.
Yeah, don't tell Mike, though. He'll get mad at you for that. Okay, no, we're going to get out of here. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Blue Testament KC, and join us at thebluetestament.com and leave us a comment, and we will talk to you next. We'll give you an update or a preview, a real preview for once in our lives for the playoff game. So look for that coming up soon. And go sporting! The other side don't seem so tough. And three on goals ain't all that rough. Our skipper has just been sent off. Support him strong and ball comes off.
can. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking.